U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton laid out their case to Ohio voters in a blitz of events around the state, and both candidates had a chance to tap into the center of the party by speaking to its most faithful supporters during the Ohio Democratic Party's legacy dinner. The time Sanders had to speak at the event was sandwiched between two other events, so while Clinton spoke for longer than 25 minutes, Sanders only had about 6 minutes. Sanders laid out his fight for campaign finance reform, raising the minimum wage, and guaranteeing health care for everyone. And the topic he's been focusing on most in Ohio, trade.
Maybe, just maybe, it's time to end our disastrous trade policies, NAFTA, CAFTA, PNTR with China, and tell corporate America that they better start investing in this country, not just in China.
Clinton had similar tough talk when it came to bad trade deals that leave Americans out of work. But while noting Sanders' stance against essentially any trade agreement, she said there are times when they're necessary.
We are not even 5% of the world's population. So if we want the American economy to grow, we have to figure out how to sell to the other 95%. So while we can't shut our borders to trade, we can, and I will demand, that we have fair trade and as level a playing field as we can create.
In her longer time to speak, the former Secretary of State covered a broad range of topics, including taking several shots at the GOP frontrunner, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is running a cynical campaign of hate and fear for one reason, to get votes. He's encouraging violence and chaos.
She went on to say that America rejects demagogues and fearmongers.
If you want to shut him down, then let's vote him down.
More than 3,200 people attended the event, with the floor level and balcony packed with an audience, including college Democrats, wanting to see their candidate. Sanders said his campaign is about engaging everyone who wants to take part in the process.
The American people, working people, young people want in to the political process. The Democratic Party has got to open the door, welcome those people in, and create a party that stands for working people in this country.
At the heart of Sanders' campaign for the Democratic nomination has been the idea of spurring a political revolution. He ended his speech by saying, "That's how people get the power to take on the billionaires in America."
And yes, we will have the power to create a government that works for all of us, not just the 1%. Thank you all very much.
Clinton's biggest ovation of the night was when she tapped into the repeal of SB 5 in 2011 that would have overhauled collective bargaining.
And I have to thank you, Ohio Democrats, because when the chips were down, you did not let Governor Kasich drown out the voices of Ohio's public servants by weakening their unions.
U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown, national civil rights figure Reverend Jesse Jackson, and tabloid talk show host Jerry Springer, once the mayor of Cincinnati, were all also at the event. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.